community. KAYT. Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
He has not forgotten Zion, but her walls were ever before him, always upon his mind. Oh Lord, let me tell you something. God has put some folks on your mind. God, amen. Sometimes you wonder when you are going through the day, and something or somebody comes across your mind. It happened this morning, because when I got up this morning, it happened this morning. But it wasn't until I got on the telephone this morning.
My God.
Praise God, I found out that she was in the hospital. And I just said, thank God, I thank you for bringing her across my mind this morning as I was praying this morning. So I had an opportunity to ask God to touch her even before I even knew that she was in the hospital. Praise God. He does the same thing. He watches us. He knows that our walls are continually down, but guess what? It means that he is watching everything that we do. He is a watchman. Praise God. He knows when you are going through some ups in your life. He knows when you are going through some downs in your life. And the reason why he knows it, because he is a watchman. He is watching the wall. Praise God. And let me tell you something. Praise God. He has given us some promises that he has made towards each and every last one of us. And my brothers and my sisters, just like he watched the walls of Zion, knowing that the walls were still ruined, knowing that the temple was still ruined, but guess what? He knew in his guidance and in his care, praise God, that one day they were going to be restored. And their restoration was going to be even better than what it was. Can I pray it fast forward to the church? You see, this tells me, my brothers and sisters, that he will do the same thing for you and I. It may appear that God has abandoned us. I know sometimes when you're going through some things in life, praise God, it appears that God has abandoned you. Praise God. It appears that things are going to be bleak. Praise God. When you are going through sickness in your body, it appears that God has forgotten about you. And let me tell you something. You join some great, great, great crowd. Praise God, because there's a lot of strong Christians. Praise God. When they get down, they feel, praise God, that God has forgotten about them. You see, this merely is a thing that appears. But the truth is that God will never fail us. He will never forget us. And this is something that we must take to the bank. Praise God, as a guarantee. Praise God. You know why this is a guarantee? Because all we have to do is believe and have faith in God. Look what Paul writes at Romans chapter 4, verse 20 and 21. Praise God, when he was writing about Abraham. I know everybody here know the story of Abraham. Praise God. Abraham, God had promised Abraham that he was going to make him a great nation. That he was going to be, praise God, over all nations. Praise God. In fact, the folk that you were going to be over, he was talking about faith. He was talking about y'all, praise God. He was talking about me.
Yeah.
Praise God. It was going to be faith. Yeah. He said, you were not going to be able to count the folk.
Yeah.
Praise God, on your hand. In fact, he says it's going to be as many folk as the sand
that's right.
On the seashore.
That's right.
Praise God. And he told him that I'm promising you that you're going to have a descendant.
Yeah.
Praise God. And Abraham, looking at this thing from a natural point of view.
Yeah.
His wife looked at it from a natural point of view.
Yes.
Praise God. And what happened? Praise God. Abraham was 100 years old. Sarah was 90 years old. Praise God. And they got together. I got to say something, y'all. Amen. There wasn't no Viagra back in them days.
No.
Praise God. But guess what happened? God did it. God did it. And guess what? Praise God. She conceived and she had a child. But the point I'm trying to get us to see today, praise God, that God gives us the same faith. We have the same faith.
That's right.
Because if you look at Romans chapter 4, verse 20 and 21, it said that Abraham staggered not at the promise of God. Praise God, through unbelief, but was strong in his faith, giving glory to God and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, praise God, that he was able to perform it.
Yes, sir.
What kind of promises are we talking about today? Praise God, I'm almost ready to preach, y'all. Praise God, I'm almost ready to preach. Praise God, what kind of promises that he promised, praise God, today? Amen. I know I didn't give my videographers all of these scriptures, but that's okay. Praise God. I'm talking about all of the promises, because there are a lot of promises in the Bible that God has promised to his children. That's why he said, I will never forget you. I will never forsake you. Thank you, Sister Anderson, because if we look at the promises, praise God, that was one promise that he made. He promised his presence around us because he said, Hebrews 13:5, he said, I'll never leave you, neither will I forsake you. So he promised us his presence. Not only did he promise us his presence, he promised us his provisions. In other words, he said that, praise God, whatever it is that you need, praise God, I got it. And he had Paul, I got up to Philippians 19, said, God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. But not only did he promise us his presence, not only did he promise us his provisions, he promised us his peace. Praise God, because Paul writes at Philippians 4:7, he said, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. When you are going through some turmoil in your life, praise God, think about the fact that you have the peace of God in your heart and in your mind. And when you have his peace, praise God, you can be at peace. I don't care what it is that you are going through. But not only do we have his presence, not only do we have his provisions, not only do we have his peace, but we have his power. Turn to your neighbor and say, oh neighbor, oh neighbor, you got his power. The reason why I know that you have his power, because he said in his word, I can do. This is Paul writing to the Philippian church. I can do all things through what? Through his strength that strengthens me. Praise God. See, I don't have the strength, but he has the strength, praise God, that strengthens me. Praise God. So with his power,
praise God, that he has promised to me.
Yeah.
Not only do we have, praise God, that he has promised to me, we have his provision. Not only do we have his peace, not only do we have his power,
yeah,
but you want to know something else? Praise God, we have his purpose.
Yeah.
Praise God, because he has purposed some things for us.
Yeah.
Amen. Y'all remember that patriarch by the name of Job?
Yeah.
Praise God, Job lost everything that he had.
Yeah.
I hear people say Job lost everything. He didn't lose everything. He lost a lot of material stuff.
Yeah.
He lost kids and all that. But you want to know what Job never lost? Job never lost his confidence.
Yeah.
He never lost his faith in God.
Yes,
praise God. And Job wrote these words at Job 23:10. He says, but he knows the way that I take when he has tried me.
Yeah.
Praise God. Have any of y'all been tried? Have any of y'all been tried? Have any one of y'all been tried? Praise God. If you haven't been tried yet, keep getting up in the morning. Keep getting up in the morning. Praise God. He says, praise God, when he has tried me, I shall come forth,
yeah,
as pure gold.
Yeah.
I like that. Praise God. Because that ties in to another marquee scripture that we all should know. Romans 8:28. Praise God. When it says that, and we know. How many of y'all say that? Say that behind me. And we know. That all things work together for the good of them that love God and them who are called according to his purpose. Praise God. That tells me, praise God, that whatever I'm going through, I look at that scripture as a woman, a man baking a cake.
Yeah.
Praise God. If I take a cake and start trying to bake it, praise God. Sister Anderson would tell you this. If I took the flour by itself and tried to taste the flour, wouldn't be good to the palate. If I took the egg by itself and just taste the egg yolk, it wouldn't be good to the palate. If I took the extract, whatever kind it is, and tried to taste a bit of that on my tongue, it wouldn't be too good for me. If I took the baking powder and took it by itself, baking powder wouldn't be good for me. If I took some of the milk that they put together, whip it up and just take it, it may taste good, but it won't give me the taste of the cake. But when you take all of those ingredients, you mix them all together, put them in a blender, and start blending all of that stuff together. Praise God, you can even take some of the dough while it's not baked. Taste it, praise God, to see whether or not it tastes good. But here comes the thing. Take all of that stuff. And that's what's happened in our life. Sickness come, praise God. Bad health comes. All of those things come upon us. Marital problems. Job problems. Money problems. But if you take it all together and whip it up, and then when he take you and put you in the oven, that's the Holy Spirit working on you. And after a while, and by and by, look through the oven window. You see the cake that was flat begin to rise up. I'm trying to tell us that he has made us some promises that we, praise God, will also keep, because he is the one that made the promises. God.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact